right, I'm here with Syngenta Seeds President David Morgan. Exciting day today, grand opening of this new building. And just give me some of your thoughts first about this building and how it relates to Syngenta Seeds and your philosophy, your mission.
Well, this building is a very clear expression of a number of things for us. First of all, a clear expression about our commitment to the future of our business and agriculture in this country. Making this sort of investment in a new facility at these times is a very clear expression that we're in this for the long haul and we believe in the future of agriculture and believe in our business. So it's an expression of commitment. It's secondly an expression of getting our team all together in one facility. They've been split up on various sites across Minnesota. So the team getting together, we are pretty sure will do much better work in the future. They've done great work in the past, but feel empowered now to come together and be more successful for the future. And thirdly, it's a really clear expression about our ways of working and our ways of thinking about how work impacts upon the environment. So this building was built to very high standards with regards to environmental footprint and sustainability, renewable materials we use throughout the construction of this facility. You know, we are in an industry which is about sustainability, and we want that to be expressed. We wanted that to be expressed in the building, and we think this is really a great example of how industry can operate sustainably and shows the type of company we're about.
Let's talk a little bit past, present, and future. How did you get here? Where did you come from? Tell me a little bit about the history and legacy of Syngenta Seeds.
Well, Syngenta Seeds, it's an interesting dilemma in a way. And on the one hand, we're a very relatively new company within this industry. On the other hand, we have some very long roots going into the history of the industry. So Syngenta Seeds really came about only in the last 5 years through the acquisitions we made of some very well-respected and very well-known brands in the seed industry, in the corn seed industry, such as Garst and Golden Harvest, which were then brought together with a longer-standing heritage we had with company going back 125 years this year in Minnesota, Northrop King. So there's some really strong heritage behind us. But bringing these three companies together and bringing biotechnology to these three companies has only really happened in the last 5 years. And the fruits of our labors in bringing these things together are just now beginning to bear great fruits. And we are really very, very excited about how this thing is coming together in this building as an expression of that.
You talked a little about in your final remarks here about the role that Syngenta Seeds, you believe, is going to play in the future for corn and soybean growers, especially here in this country.
Well, what would we like to be? We would like to be seen as a company that offers choice to growers, that offers choice in great genetics, but offers choice in this very important area of biotechnology traits. Mm-hmm. And we fully believe we have choice in insect resistance and herbicide tolerance, in abiotic stress and drought going forward, which is fully competitive with other companies in the market. So choice is very important for us. Secondly, giving growers a sense that through choice they can make more informed decisions, they can feel empowered in the way they run their enterprises, is something that we hold very, very importantly in the way we go about our business. So we really want to be seen as a technology powerhouse, but also a company that's easy to do business with.
Well, we talk a lot about corn and soybeans, but we also mention cotton and whatnot. But Syngenta Seeds encompasses quite a number of different plants.
Well, absolutely. I mean, here in North America, in addition to our growing corn and soybean business, we have a very large presence in vegetable seed sector. We've now become through the last few years the largest flower seed business in the world. First to introduce biotechnology traits in sugar beet a couple of years ago around this area, and we have one of the largest wheat and barley businesses in the world. And that's just in North America. So if you think globally, there are very few major crops that we're not involved in. And as I said before, we are only in agriculture. It's our business. That's all we do. We're proud of that fact. We're motivated by that fact every day. And we want to be part of the fabric of agriculture in this country and beyond.
Very good. Thank you very much, David Morgan, Syngenta Seeds President. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.